To close the main courtyard on the garden side, the Count de Marchin had a terrace measuring around 50 meters installed in the period 1660 to 1670. From the stables, the building to the right of the entrance gate, to the chateau. This beautiful architectural feature has unfortunately disappeared. However, various old descriptions and engravings give us a fairly precise idea of what it was like. The terrace was reached by a flight of around 10 steps and was about 1 meter 50 to 2 meters above the main courtyard. At its center, a monumental stone gate, similar to those used for the stables and the main façade, provided access to the French formal gardens via a drawbridge. This bridge crossed a ditch about 2 meters wide and 2 meters deep behind the terrace. The original terrace was partly removed, probably in the first half of the 19th century. As can be seen from this old photograph from the 1860s, the ditch has been filled in and most of the terrace has gone. All that survives is part of the wall and the gate, surrounded by an elegant cast-iron fence separating the main courtyard from the gardens. At the end of the 19th century, this arrangement disappeared completely. The site was leveled, and the gate was moved to the bottom of the garden. This opened up a direct view of the garden and the flower-planted parterres that were developed at that time. The only reminder now of the terrace's existence is the slight downward slope in the land between courtyard and garden.